Chayim in Lashon writes in Nefesh HaChayim that every once in a while a person's involved in learning. You have to learn hours and hours and hours on end, and the amkus, and then every once in a while you have to stop just for a minute or two and just focus on Teres Hashem, Tumim, Shus, Rabbish, Gavalikas, Chos, you have to learn Teres, the Dra Hashem, the Choch, Mardik. Then you gotta stop the Kunzitzis, and go back to learn for hours and hours and hours on end. But even if Chayim in Lashon, the ultimate misnagid, so he says that it's good every once in a while to stop a little bit and just to focus on Godless HaTorah. So I guess before you start a sugya like this one, this is, wow, this is a good opportunity. Just everyone close your eyes for a minute. We'll all just bite day together and think about, wow, my Godless, Masech Hashem, Mamashah. The sugya we're about to embark upon is a huge one. It's a big one. All the sugyas are big ones. All the sugyas are exciting ones. But there's something just very, very big about this, as was obvious by the Mamar Kamo. So we'll finish up an entire page. So this is a big, big sugya that we're about to embark upon. So the truth is that I guess a little bit meet the connected me that as I was walking over to Fashir, so I was thinking to myself, you know, it's an unbelievably big sugya, but it's not really a chun sugya. It's really a psachim sugya. And then go, lo and behold, I can't find my Gemara. So I took my Gemara away from it because I had that machshava, it's not a chulun sugya. So the truth is, it's very, very much a chulun sugya. The yaseidah start in chulun, they spill over into Pesachas Psachim, and really the interplay between the two Pesach, between the two sugyas. So it's very, very much a chun sugya, very much a psachim sugya, and it's got a lot of fundamental yesodas. Some of the mamish, the yesoda yesodas in terms of your day are going to be playing out over here, and some very, very important halacha l'maaseh ramifications as well. So it's got a lot of action packed stuff in the sugya. So the sugya begins exactly where we left off yesterday, because it really comes on the heels of the previous sugya. Where the previous sugya we spoke about primarily the view of Rabbi Yehuda, that min b'mino is ein batel, and the machlekes amaroyim as to whether we should subscribe to that view, and then the seemingly contradictions within Rava as to what Rava said about this topic, and one of the pivotal gemaras was that gemara Maseches Pesachim. So we made very, very quick reference to that gemara yesterday about Amar Rav Hilchasa, and quick we spoke about it for 20 minutes or so, but nowhere near as much as we're about to embark upon it now. So before we get to Rava's statement, let's just get the ABCs again, a little bit of Chazar, just to make sure we have the introduction to the sugya properly. Rav gets the ball rolling. In Maseches Pesachim, with Chav Tes and the Beis, the Rav says, "Oh, Rav, the first thing Rav Koymes, Chometz Bismano, Bein Bemina, Bein Shalom Bemina, Oser." We're not going to talk about the Shalom Bismano part yet. We'll play that later in the sugya. We're still going to focus on the first half of Rav's statement. So Rav tells us unequivocally that chametz bepesach bezmano means bepesach itself is osir b'mahashu. Why is it osir b'mahashu? So the Gemara says very simple. This is all part of Rav's theory that we know for a fact. We have Gemaras in the fifth parak of the Torah already. Everybody knows Yidum Mefursim that Rav was one of these Amoraim who paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, the fact that chametz is b'mina b'mahashu is no great surprise to us. That's Rav l'shitasu, no different than Kol Torah Kula. What is different than Kol Torah Kula is the fact that Rav then goes on to say that, by the way, chometz, even shalom b'mino is also b'mashu. That's already starting. That's not Rabbi Yehuda. That's not Kol Torah Kula. So to that, the Gemara has to fall back on Gezeira. That's the Gezeira, a special chumra Gezeira, chumra to chometz, and that changes everything. Because of that special chumra to chometz, we're going to throw a gezeira, we're going to slap you with a gezeira, and we're going to ask her something that in other areas of Hilchos Tarobas, other areas of your day, we wouldn't ask her. So Rav's two-part statement, so this is, again, all within Rav. Statement number one, Benino, this is part of Kol Torah Kula, like Rabbi Yehuda. Shalom Benino is the gezeira, and again, the rationale for the gezeira is clearly this notion of Chumad Chumas. Before we go on, just to understand from the Pesachim angle for a second, forget about the Chum angle, forget about the Tarobas angle, what exactly does Chumad de Chametz mean, and why is there such a thing called Chumad de Chametz? So this is not the first place in Shas, but not even the first place in Sefer Pesachim, that the idea of Chumad de Chametz is introduced to us. Actually, the very first place that we find that there's such a concept of Chumad de Chametz is already found, where, anybody know? In Pesachim, very early on in Pesachim. That Beis Amram, and the first Tosis. The very first Tosis in Pesachim already brings this idea into our discussion, already introduces us this concept called Chumra de Chometz, like I mean something totally different. not about mixtures, not about tarevisim, nothing to do with achilus. That's with the following. The very, very first mission of Pesachim. How does the mission start off with? Who remembers? No? Or la bosa baking is the chametz to her now. The Mishnah discusses the din of bedikas chametz. So the Gemara, very, very quickly, doesn't get past the Abdallah of Abayis before the Gemara puts the brakes on that Mishnah and tells us, by the way, that Mishnah, or la bosa baking is the chametz, the requirement of bedikas chametz, don't think that's required by the Torah itself. That is not a din deraisa. That is only a din midrabon. Midaraisa, there was no need to get on your hands and knees, to get under the bed with your flashlight. Forget about putting out the piece of bread. That's it. That's that. So really, the whole thing comes to hours and hours and hours on end of all the abosar of hinni muchram zum and l'shay mitzvahs. The whole thing is lahoyos ramayon in the Torah. There's no need to do that minat Torah. Minat Torah, getting ready for Pesach, is a sidge. It's easy. What do you have to do?
Shechtekar
Pesach. What? Shechtekar Pesach. Shechtekar Pesach. What do you got to do? This is Pesach preparations according to Moshe Rabbeinu's rules, according to the Din HaTorah. Watch it. Listen very carefully, everybody. Everybody watch me doing what I'm going to do with the Raisa. That's it. Notice I need to move my lips. You know why? Because what does Chazal say? Believe or deny. I had in mind, I was thinking in my mind that the Chometz is ke'afet diyar. It's not, I don't care about it anymore. That's all he has to do. There's one day in Mishnah, the Ran Sefer Pesach calls one day that says maybe you have to express the prepare. I think Moses says lay because we don't mean lay, maybe it's prepare. Okay, not for now. That's a Pesachim topic. That's hopefully next year's topic, Mr. Shem. But with the Raisa, the most you have to do is say the Bittul, and most probably you don't even have to do that, you just have to think the Bittul. That's it. But nevertheless, the Mishnah says, Oral Abbas and Bikinis of Chametz. So the Gemara says, Bidikas Chametz Bidirabon. Chazal instituted Bidikas Chametz. So that's clear as day, not a shiloh, not a sofek, that once you did little chametz in a Torah, you don't have to do b'dikas chametz. What is unclear is why Chazal instituted b'dikas chametz. What was wrong with the way Pesach was observed according to the standards deraisa? What is the problem with the deraisa? Yeah, Chazal had to be worried about something. Why do they make us go with the hands and the knees under the beds, checking the chametz, looking around with that feather and a wooden spoon? What do you have to do that for? What's wrong with just doing bittul? So the Gemara tells us it's derabanan, but the Gemara never explains what prompted that to be derabanan. So this becomes a major machlokes rishon. Who learned Pesachim the Beis Menachem? What's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? Oh, so Rashi says that the concern of bedikas chametz is that lest you violate owning chametz on Pesach. Gezeira you may violate by Ravei Matir. What's the gezeira? If I did what I'm supposed to do in a Torah, so then by definition, I'm not a bit of works. Whether bit of works says this, or it says that, or lomdash b'chalik z'rashat, at the end of the day, bit of works to solve all problems of only comes on Pesach. So what were Chazal concerned about? So it's unclear, according to Rashi, what the reason for the gezeira. We know that the gezeira was uttered by Rabbi Matzei, but it's not clear why the need for such a gezeira. What is still wrong with just doing bit of? So the Ran, on the very, very beginning, the Aleph and Aleph, the Rish starts at Aleph for some reason, the printers decided that Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph base when it comes to the Rif. Why they did that, I have absolutely no idea. But some guy in Italy, you know, who's setting the typeset, decided that there's no Daf Aleph in the Gemara, and there's only Daf Aleph in the Rif. So comes the Ran, the very beginning of the Pesachim, says, according to Rashi, the concern is, Shemalei Vatabalei Shalim. That bittul works, provided that the person is serious. But if the guy's not so serious about his bittul, then there's always that fear that he may not really be mevatel. And if his bittul is in chal, then it turns out he's like, no, so he's other by Rabbi Matzah. That's the reason for the Yisrael. So good, Rashi's job with the Ran's elaboration, wonderful. This is totally, it's wonderful and phenomenal in the Limit of Pesachim, totally completely irrelevant to our discussion. Why did I tell it to you? Because I wanted to build up into contrast Shitas HaTosis. Tosis the Beis Min Aleph says that Rashi is not correct. That the reason for Bedikas Chometz is not a siyag, it's not a gezeira to protect by Rabbi Matzei. But Rabbi Matzei is perfectly capable of dealing with itself through the vehicle of Bittul, the deraisa Bittul b'Yavasagi. So what is the purpose of Bedikas Chometz, says Tosis? What's the gezeira? Atuat? Not atu by Rabbi Matzei, but atuat? We're afraid that Shemi Avaliyachon. We're afraid, says Tosis, that if all you do is mevatei your chametz, you're going to leave chametz all over the place. So you're going to get up Erev Pesach and be mevatei your chametz. Meanwhile, you got bag of pretzels in your pocket, and you got pizza sitting in the freezer, and you got a box of crackers on the shelf, and you got your cereal in your office. Your chametz all up. Says Tais, it's very nice. But you may come to eat it at the end of the day. Prat with the mitzvah, you may come to eat it. And the Yipa Chazal were very, very weary that gezeir shem yava liochlo, because we're afraid you may come to eat it. Therefore, they slapped us with the chiv derabanan. That's Tosus formulation. Again, Bein Rashi, Bein Tosus. Everyone's meshubah to the same Gemara that valid that Bedikah is not a din d'oraisa. Why the incident of Bedikah's chametz? Is it as a siyag atu by Rav Yehuda like Rashi, or is it a siyag atu achilat Tosus? So again, you choose between the Rishayim. But again, we still didn't get to our punishment. What's that do with that now? So now Tosus poses the next problem. Tosus poses the next challenge. Tosus says, "Obazoi that we're right." Because of course they're right. That it's a gezeir atu achila. How come lo shemana lo ra'inu this gezeir by other isuru? Let's have a motion. I move into a house. Move into a guy's house. So there should be a new chiyuv. And the night that I move into a new house, what should I have to do? I should have to take my candle, take my feather, take my wooden spoon, and do what? Do a bedika swat. I should look for all the chazer in the house. Maybe the guy left some chazer in the freezer. Bedika chazer. Maybe there's a lobster sitting under the biggest lobster. I gotta look for schnitzel. I gotta look for, I don't know, think of all the terrible trade for foods. I gotta check for blueberries, I don't know, blackberries, raspberries, I don't know, whatever. I'll leave it to blueberries. I gotta check for lettuce, I gotta check for broccoli, I don't know, whatever. I gotta check for all kinds of terrible things out there. So why lo shemata? There's a bedikas. There's bedikas chazir, bedikas nevelas, trefus, there's lo shemata. There's a bedikas. So Tosfos poses the famous question, the most famous question of all questions of Pesachim is what? Is Manishtan. That's what Tosfos asks. Manishtan Chometz from Shari Sumer. How come? Yet according to Rashi, the question doesn't even get out of the mouth. Why? According to Rashi, the question doesn't even get started. Why? Because according to Rashi, what's the Gezer Atu? And there is no Issur by Rabbi Monsi on Shari Surim. So the question doesn't stop. But according to Tosfos, that's a Gezer Atu Achila. So it's a very, very shtaka question, very strong question. So Tosfos throws the hands up and says, you know, there's something different about chametz. And again, this is always part of our love the Shoshana all the time. What characteristic does chametz have that necessitates a gezeir shem yavo liochlo? Which characteristic does chametz have that other yisurim don't have? So what's the first thing that comes about? If you had to think, what is the difference between a piece of chazir and a slice of pizza on Pesach? What would your first initial reaction be? What characteristic is important?
Only
that would be your first character. I wouldn't. I would remember.
Curry.
I say Curry. I'm a nervous guy. Curry is onesh. Those things scare me. Other stuff that I can live with. I mean, it's Curry. That's pretty serious stuff. And with some of that's what necessitated the gezeira. So Tosfos stops. They pause for a second, and they challenge themselves. You know, what's the challenge? What do I say?
The opposite.
What challenge does Tosfos have? This is the only Issa Kareis in the world. How come lo shamala dava zemayolam? When you move into a Goyisha house, you should have to do not a bigas chazir, that I got. I understand why you don't do bedikas moslucha, but it's only a lot. What should I do? Bedikas what? Bedikas chaylev, bedikas dam, bedikas pigul v'noisa. It would be pretty hard for a girl to have that under the table. You never know what's going on under the bed. So why don't we find that we have multiple other Issa in the Torah than Issa Kareis? And lo shamala dava zemayolam? So obviously the characteristic of Chorus itself doesn't do the trick. So let's think of some more. Let's think of some other characteristic. Ooh, not bad. This is more of a psychological characteristic. The first characteristic was a teridic, it was a pre-3 o'clock characteristic. Thus is Mr. Chorus, thus is Mr. Malchus. Now we're talking about psychology already, right? Now we're saying, psychologically, the odds are that people will fall in to eat chametz way before they violate the Yisrael Dini Nevelas. I always give the very simple moshul. What's the first moshul? Guy goes, where are Cholomar Pesach? It's not a way. No.
Six.
I guess at a ball game, right? We also have a baseball game, okay? The baseball season already, right? At that point? Okay, usually, okay. So he's running, he goes to the baseball. He goes to City Field. Okay? So he comes to you're going to watch me throw out the first ball. You know I'm going to watch me. Guy goes to City Field. All right? Or he goes watch the Phillies. He's going to watch, okay? Goes to watch a baseball game. And you know, yeah, it's been a while since I've been at the baseball game, but I've been once or twice in my life, three or four times, five or six times, four times. Okay? So he's sitting at the baseball game, and it's Chol Moed Pesach, and he's getting hungry, and he's really trying to turn in the game, you know, it's the bottom of the ninth, you know, he's excited. He gets really, really hungry, so he's got to start scrounging around. He ran out of all snacks. And there's a guy, you know, walking up and down. He's not selling beer anymore. Not that he can buy beer because it's, you know, alcohol. That's another thing. But see, after the seventh inning, he already can't sell beer. Okay, he's got all this. Right? So, am I right? That's the rule. Right? Okay. From the old days. Okay. So he stopped. The game's ready in extra innings. It's ready in the 17th inning already. The one time, I take my boys to a Yankee game. It was back already, 8-9 years ago. To my boys to a Yankee game. And the game was, it was the afternoon game, it was right before school started, like between camp and school. So the game was called for 1 o'clock. And I was here, I was saying cash to my father. So I knew, like, Chayt Layavar, I had to be somewhere for Mincha, you know. Like, game's up to 1 o'clock. Mincha, Shkia's at 8 o'clock. It was like a no-brainer in Yankee Stadium, but not that far. It's 5 minutes away from YU. It wasn't even a shiloh. Go figure, my luck. So the game got delayed, rain delayed for like 2 hours. The game was stopped till 3 o'clock. Some of you may remember the game. It was the game which was more football game. It was like 29 to like 6 or something. Like that. It was like some ridiculous score. It was a game where how many grand slams? Remember that game? There were 3 grand slams in that game. So it takes a long time to do a grand slam because you have to load up the bases. And hit a little so the game was just, it was nonstop. And there was a mincha. Of course, by the time we got to where the mincha was, we missed mincha already. I walked in for the last Imra Amen, so I missed Kaddish. So I told my boys, that's it. We have to leave. It was right at the seventh inning. It was ready like 20 to like 4. Like, well, nothing was happening. He said, we're not going to miss anything. We already had 2 grand slams. So I told the boys, come on, we got to go. I got that mincha. Kaddish was there. Yeah. So the boys were young then, 9 years ago. So one of them was throwing more of a fit than the other, but you can probably figure out which one. But I said, no, we got to go. You're not going to, nothing's going to happen. They're up by 16 runs. It's the eighth inning already. Nothing's going to happen. You're not missing anything. I said, and you know what? We'll get into the car. We'll turn on the radio. We'll hear the end of the game in case by some chance they rally for 25 runs. So we get into the car, and as soon as we get into the car, we hear, unbelievable, unheard of, unprecedented, the 3rd grand slam. It was the first time ever in history. It was never, ever, ever. And we missed it. It could be a machlekes about the chinuch involved, whether that was good chinuch, bad chinuch, I'm not sure what it is, but all's well that ends well, Baruch Hashem. Okay, anyway, so back to the story. So the guy's starved, it's the 17th inning already, and there's a guy selling snacks. So one guy is selling hot dogs, and I guess they don't walk up and down with hot dogs, but okay, whatever. Make believe he's doing it. Okay, one guy's walking down with hot dogs, another guy's walking down, I would say, with a bag of pretzels. What do you think this guy's going to ask for? Chol Moed Pesach, it's the 17th inning. He hasn't seen anything Jewish in the last 6 hours. What do you think he's going to most probably do? Psychologically, he'll ask for the pretzels first. Why? Because a hot dog, buy a hot dog from a guy in a baseball game is a little all of us. Who would ever do such a crazy thing? He knows not to do that. But to buy bigger pretzels, every other game, the other 161 games, 162 games, 161 games, in my days was still 154, I remember those old days. Okay. Not 161 games a year, he buys pretzels, and one game he has, I got my pretzels, that's what Tyson calls a little bedili minute. He doesn't separate himself from comedy. People psychologically don't view chometz as being treif, because in the heat of the moment, he's going to forget it's Pesach. He's never going to forget that he doesn't need hot dogs, he's a treif for hot dogs. Then people are not going to forget, it's ingrained in them. In the moment, you're going to forget that it's Pesach, and you're going to forget that you're not letting chametz. So that's what Tosfos calls love and dealing with. So Tosfos says, finally, Pesach on the days, Tosfos puts together these two characteristics and says, you know what? It's the combination of these two factors, that it's Kareis and love and dealing with, that can join together to create. This is the source for Chavad Chametz. It's two factors, Kareis plus love and dealing with. That explains why there's a mitzvah bedikas chametz. And ultimately, back to Tzachon Dov Kav Tes and Aflamit, that explains why Rav says, Shaloi b'mina is also midrabanan as a gezerah. That's why we make the gezerah by Pesach, not by other things. So I know we digressed a little bit to Pesachim. Keep much of this in the back burner. Chum de Chometz is going to constantly come back to us in the sugya, and it's going to be important to highlight just what this is all about. But this is Tosfos formulae. This is the reason for Chum de Chometz. It's these two factors that join combined. So going back to our sugya, back to Rav. So Rav told us that Chometz, the minyan, us the mashu, no great surprise. Right out of review, this textbook. The mino in a bottle, it's a din deraisa. Shaloi b'mino, it's a gzeira finished. Could somebody potentially accept Rav's first statement and disagree with his second statement? Absolutely. Who is that? Who accepts Rav's first statement but opposes the second statement?
Shmuel.
It must have Shmuel Amar Chametz B'mina in us in the Mashu, because Rav was Shmuel Diamit Shavai Halacha Rabbi Yehuda, but Shmuel lo Gazer. Shmuel didn't think Chametz is so compelling. Shmuel didn't think that we have to drive you crazy and make you throw out all your Shalom B'mina Tarabisim. Shalom B'mina, we fall back on Bittul B'wah. What's the Shir? Obviously, according to Shmuel, a little bit of Chametz, a little breadcrumb gets chips into potato soup. What's the Shir? According to Shmuel, what's the Shir? But the Mashish, like any other, like Rav also put agreement on Torah. So the Nakudas of Achleges Rav and Shmuel is almost minuscule. Everyone agrees that the Din Deraisa we follow Rabbi Yehuda. Everyone agrees that mid Deraisa Shlov Minas Baltim Mashishim. And the Machleges say again, so we talk about Deraisa. And the Machleges say, yeah, make the Gzeir and Nish make the Gzeir. That's how the Gemara presents Rav and Shmuel finished. Then Rabbi Yechiran enters onto the scene, and he has a legamri disposition on this whole topic. Which Nakuda does Rabbi Yechiran disagree with? Well, he doesn't even get to premise number two. Premise number two is irrelevant. You know why? Because what does Rabbi Yochanan hold about premise number one?
It's awesome.
That's not correct. Why is premise number one not correct? Because how does Rabbi Yochanan paskin? Like the Chum to Rabbi Yehuda. Like yesterday, like the other Pshat that Dama Far and Dama Sawyer. So if Rabbi Yochanan denies one, then there's no deraisa ever. I mean, deraisa is just batal b'shishim, or batal b'rov, but deraisa really b'mino, that's off the record. But he basically views Hilchos Pesach like all other Tarobasim, and therefore, what's the din? Both with their, what's the din? Lamais according to Biyachon, everything is Bewa. But I said, Dam Bishishim. So again, so you have two different factors here. Your factor number one is what you think about Rabbi Yehuda. Factor number two is what you think about Chomer de Chomets. So you have the three sheets in the Gemara lining up that Rav accepts both one and two, Shmuel accepts only number one. And Rabbi Yochanan accepts what? Accepts neither of them, right? That's how the sugya plays. With that background, comes Rava with his statement, Amar Rava Hilchasa. Now again, assuming not like Rabbi Tam's Girsa, Rabbi Tam's Girsa of Bimnos and Tam, or not the Mash, then everything changes. But we're working with the rule, with the rule, with the rule, with the Rishonim, that the Emesa, either the Girsa of a Farish in the Gemara is Bimashu, or it's Kimplai Bimashu. So we're going to put a bit of time on hold for a little while. We're going to work with Pashtus Rav HaRishonim, the way ultimately we pass in Shacharach. I'm a Rava. Hilchasa ben Mina ben Mishno is the Masha. Now, as we already mentioned yesterday, what does that mean to say? What was Rava committing himself to? So the super pshat in the Gemara, especially if you have the words Kerav, is what? Is that what is Rava committing himself to? Or who Rav is Rava? He's right out of Rav's book. Means he is verbatim passing like Rav, which would mean if you're passing like Rav, you're passing, by definition, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, and you're also passing Chomer de Chometz. Who is the one who said that? Which great Rishon said that? We spoke about this yesterday. That was Rashi. Rashi Mefarish. Everyone said the Rashi Imsach Nachlamet. Rashi says the Temalim, and therefore Rashi also makes note of the fact that if you really truly believe what I just told you, that Rav Paskin Hilchasa, what Hilchasa is the final word of the halacha Maisa. If that is correct, so then this once again will now impact not just Pesachim, now we can take this back into the realm of Chulin. Because once you accept Rav and Rav's reason, so then you're basically committing yourself to what? You're committing yourself to what? To straight, what? Straight Rabbi Yehuda. Straight Rabbi Yehuda, min b'mino, eino batel. That impacts on your day also. And Rashi even gives you an example. Anyone notice the example? Rashi felt compelled in Pesachim. Did anyone saw the Rashi in Pesachim? We read the Gemara in Pesachim, right? So it's understood. But the Gemara's in Ma'amakor, so I don't have to bother writing Rashi. Sometimes I'll say Rashi, only because I want to highlight a particular Rashi. You should see, if it's understood, you have to see every Rashi. Otherwise, that's not quoting the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav, that he meant the Paschim, verbatim like Rav. Therefore, Rashi says, Hilkach, therefore, back in Chulu, back in Yeridea, if you have the Tereidus, if it's been Mavino, it's also been Rashi. Did anyone notice the example Rashi gave the Tereidus? Which Tereidus did Rashi choose to highlight? Give me an example of Tereidus of Min Mavino. Go and notice. Notice one? So Rashi says, if what fell into what? Rashi says, clear as day. It's clear as day what Rashi says, right? What does Rashi say? If what fell into what? Just tell me the letters, don't pronounce it. Okay, Rashi says, if this fell into what?
Fell into Kedera.
Okay? So I know that Cheslam Beis fell into a pot. I don't know how to pronounce Cheslam Beis, and quite frankly, I have no idea what's in the pot. But otherwise, I'm clear as day, right? So, what did Rashi mean? So now I'm in a dilemma. So, Rashi has taken us out of Psachim, stuck us back into Chulin, and my first guess, if you don't know anything else about context, if you saw the words Ches Lamed Beis and you're learning Maseches Chulin, what's the first thing to come to mind? You're learning for the first thing. The very first word you're thinking, if you're learning Basa B'chol, if you're learning Tikkas Chol, you're learning Dafkot Ches, and the first thing is going to be, you're thinking maybe it means Chilev, what do you think it means? It means now again.
Follow.
Good, that's what I would have thought, right? Ches Lamed Beis. I don't have the kudos, right? A certain Rav was fond of saying, do I know what a real Amoritz is? A real Amoritz is someone who can't read Rashi without the kudos. So that's exactly our problem. We can't read Rashi, we don't have the kudos on. The problem is that the person who can't read Rashi without the kudos paskens all the shaylos because he thinks he's a great Tabachachim, but he should learn how to read Rashi with the kudos. So we're not sure what Rashi is talking about. So we think it means Cholov. So if it means Cholov, it fell into Kedera. What's in the Kedera? Well, Rashi's trying to highlight what? He's trying to give you an application of what? Rabbi said, what's Rashi's goal? He's trying to portray, trying to illustrate for you a case of what?
Bad tarobas.
Of a what of what? What kind of tarobas? Cool, give me a name. I mean, Bemino, he's trying to say, I just had to paskin like Rava and Psachim Daflami. That Min Bemino is in a bottle. Rabbi Yehuda is right. Dama par, dama sor, that carries the day. Min Bemino is in a bottle. Yesterday, Shir. So let me show you, let me hold your hand and give you an illustration of that. And here's the case. Chesla Mebeiz Mutu Kedera. So Chesla Mebeiz means Cholov. So what's the Kedera of? Must be Kedera of Cholov, right? So Chazimuk, so that's what Rashi is talking about? Out of all cases in your day, that's Rashi's example. That Cholov, that the trade for pig's milk fell into kosher milk, that's right. What are you kidding? That's what Rashi meant. That's a joke, it's a Leitonis. That would be Rashi's number one example. It's a ridiculous example. So the teretz is that we got the whole thing wrong. So it must be that it's Cholov falling into Gedera Shoa. Shabasa, that sounds a little more familiar to us, right? That's the Pascholov, right? So that is equally ridiculous. Why is that ridiculous? That's not Mimimino. That's not Mimimino. That's been nice in Hami, Bain, Rabbi, Bain, Rabban. What's that doing Mimimino? So Rabbi said, we just proved beyond the shadow of a doubt that the word Cheslam Abeis is not Cholov. The Kirsch is actually right in this one. That it's got to be what? It's got to be Chelem. Shocking and surprising, but it's Israel.
What a good thing about he's leading now, I can take
his answer. Chelem. And the Chelem fell into Kedera Shoa. Of what Chelem? Well, what's in the Kedera?
Sure.
What's in this mysterious Kedera? If I would tell you, a pot full of water. When you think of a pot for the food cooking on an open fire in the days of Chal, what are you thinking of? What do you think? It's pasta? What do you think's in that Kedera? What's the Stam Kedera Shawah? Kedera Shabasar. The days that the Tanarim, the days that Maroyim, they didn't have 16 different courses at a meal. It was like the Spidey Children. Everything gets thrown in. So it was one big, big, huge pot. There's meat in the pot. So if Rashi is describing a Chesla Mabeis flowing to Kedera, Rashi is no doubt describing Chaylev in. So what is Rashi saying? What is Rashi committing himself with that statement? Anyone know? Dad is cool, Nibbidino.
Penalty markers down. Really? Is that true? This is right out of the Rambam's textbook, right? We did it the Rambam. How did Rashi know that Chelev and Bosser are Minbamino? It's because Rashi learned the Gemara in where? In Chul Nafkav Gimel. What did the Gemara say in Chul Nafkav Gimel? That if a person eats some Chelev min HaTreifa, so you chayev twice. Oh, you set min Fandot. It's called Bosser Basad HaTreifa. So you see, for me, the Chelev and Bosser, Bosser Chelev, it's all the same thing. It's all Minbamino. Now, if you remember, we weren't so sure about that. Does anyone remember where that came up? That was a major, major issue with who? In the sugya of what? Come on, a little chazara now. I told you they referenced back chulin. Shani chelev b'mfapeya. Does that ring a bell? Remember? Does that ring a bell? Shani chelev b'mfapeya. And second man Tosus learned that. Hey, wait a second. What? As Balta Bashishim. Okay, but we passed it against Rabbi Yehuda. But who's speaking in that Gemara? Maybe? A definite maybe. Maybe Shmuel's speaking in that Gemara. Right? This is ringing a bell with the Goyim, right? The Gra. He's wrong about this. So, again, you're reading Rashi himself. Who here read the Rashi himself? Okay, within the 2.5 people here who read the Rashi himself, how many of you noticed, how many of you realize what Rashi was talking about? So, first you have to realize, you have to go in your mind to all the possibilities. Is it Chelev, is it Cholev, is it Bosser, is it Cholev, is it Chelev? Once you finally figure out that this is the only case that makes any sense, then you come to the realization that Rashi is taking a loaded stand on a topic that's far from agreed upon by everybody. So again, so this is an aside. This is Rashi's illustration. We're getting back to Rashi's main to us in the sugya. Rashi says, Rava carry today. Rava can't argue with Rava's father of Sakhalacha. And since Rava is obviously just literally parroting what Rav says, that's a dead giveaway to Pasuk of Yehuda. Plus, we accept the notion of Chumdach. That's Rashi's view in the entire sugya. And as we said, yeah, we haven't said much today. We said a lot of recaps of yesterday. Comes Tosfos and says, nah, come on, nobody passes like Rav Yehuda. For sure not Rava. What's the Raya Brura Shein LaTshuva? That Rava never meant to say what he sounds like he's saying? Which Gemara? One Gemara. Come on. Amar Rabbanan B'wat? Amar Rabbanan B'Shishim and Shishim Hainu Min B'Mino. So our Gemara is the proof positive. Rashi knew our Gemara also, and Rashi must have looked at our Gemara like the very, very unique shot. Who was yesterday? Who was that? Ben Ephraim, right? Remember that? We did all that surgery in the Gemara yesterday. I told you this sugya is coming on the heels of last sugya. So Tosfos says, L'didad it can't be. It is impossible. It's impossible to learn Rava with this. So what must you learn Rava? We don't want to fall back on Rabbeinu Tam's gears of lack of mashu. That's the last place we want to go down. On the other hand, the other last place, we don't want to end up Meshubat Tarash's Mimimimim and Abatah because it's against Rava and Chulin. So Tosfos came up with this grandiose theory to explain that Rava is not parodying Rav. He is concluding the same conclusion that Rav said, V'lavi Tamei. But now, Tosfos has to come up, so what is Tamei? I know what is Lavi Tamei is, but what is Tamei? So what's the answer? So Tosfos creates a new model to ask the Chomis B'mashu. What's that called? It's kind of new. It's a little bit here, but kind of new. What is it? There's only one reason. There's one engine that's driving the entire Yisr Mashu, and that is called Chomit the Chomis. Nothing to do with Rav Yehuda. This is not, as we said this yesterday, clearly repeating again today, this is not quite Rav's Chumash Chometz. Rav's Chumash Chometz is we're going to make a gezeira, a shalom amino, atomino. According to Rav, no, that's not the Chumash Chometz. The Chumash Chometz is the very institution of Mashal, even by the amino, which is usually not true because nobody follows Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Even we who follow the Rabbanon will institute a brand new Issa called Chometz Pesach Asim Mashal. We will slap you with that Issa, Beib Amino, Beib Shalom Amino, because there's no reason to distinguish Chometz Chometz applies to all kinds of Terosim, and that is ultimately the engine that's driving the entire city. That's how the dust ends, that's how the dust settles according to Shita Statosis. So the answer is, according to the dust, is yes, we accept Rava, no, we don't accept Rav, and we don't accept Rabbi Yehuda, but what we do accept with unbelievable flying colors, even more than Rav had, with the notion of Chumash Chometz. At kan divrei ha-sugya, bein l'Rashi, bein l'Tosfos. And again, Rabbeinu Tam is legami different, but we're not focusing on that right now.
Why can't we say that Rashi is talking about Chalav and Chalav the Gebera? Do we mention, like, of Kasim and Aleph, where if Tipas Chalav onto the meat, that's outside the pine, and you stir it, then we talk about...
That's what Rashi meant, with Chetichan Asas Davela, with the whole Chagadah. Rashi should have told us, Tipas Chalav should not fall on Chetichan Asas Davela. Rashi should have referenced Ayin Chulun, that's Zion, that's hot. It's very... very creative, but it's hard to believe Rashi meant all that without saying any of that. Rashi was giving us two damachas, the chavs chos, that we knew too much about chul. Rashi is writing for a regular guy, he's learning daf yomi quickly. You can't just assume we know everything. So they say, what we've seen up until now has been a common theme, and the common theme is the engine that drives chametz to mashu is because chametz is so bad. It is just so awesome. It is just saturated with molded for godless for the sum, with courage. It's got all strikes against it. That is what results in being awesome to mashu. And now all of a sudden, we open up a Rambam, and we are blown away with what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam is counterintuitive. The Rambam tells you, let me explain to you why Chametz pays for Asa B'Mashu. Why do I need the Rambam to explain it? Didn't Rav already explain it? What's the answer? Why does the Rambam even feel compelled to tell me why Chametz is Asa B'Mashu? Why doesn't he just quote Rav's reason? The answer is because
he doesn't agree
with B'Mashu. He doesn't agree to B'Mashu. Nobody follows that except for Rashi. Nobody heard of following B'Yehuda. The Mehechatayis follow B'Yehuda. But the Rambam is still stuck with the Amar Rav Hilchos Chametz Pesach Asa B'Mashu. So the Rambam's mamish in a corner. The Rambam's in a pickle. He has the Gemara Asa B'Mashu. He does not have the gear of the Talmud with the word missing, so that's not even on the radar screen for the Rambam. He does not want to go anywhere near Rashi's pshat of following Rebbe Yehuda because he doesn't think that's supported by Agamar. That's rejected by Rav and Agamar. The last thing he wants to do is make up Chumash to Chametz to such an extent that Chumash to Chametz is the engine driving everything because there's no source in Chazal for them. The only one who said Chumash to Chametz on the page, Legabe Ma'ashu, was only who? Who's the only one who mentions Chumash to Chametz?
Rav.
I mean, Rav says it, and we're not saying the words, but he basically says it. But Rav's Chumash to Chametz was very limited in scope. Rav's Chumash to Chametz was not the creation of an Issa B'Mashu, it was the extension of Amino to Eino Mino. So Rav used Chumash to Chametz not to create problems to start with, to extend pre-existing problems deraisa into the next level, the next stage to their abundance. But if you deny Rav and Rebbe Yehuda, and you want to use Chumash to Chametz to create an Issa Yesh Minayim, the Rambam felt that's already too much. We don't have any Mokwe Chazal for that. So the Rambam is Mamish checkmate. The Rambam knows Chametz is best of Asa B'Mashu because the Gemara says it. Amar Rav Hilchasa. He knows that we can't accept Rashi's pshat because the Gemara Chulin contradicts it. He has no intention of going down Rabbi Natan's lack of word Girsa, not on his radar screen. He has zero intention of going down Tosef's route of Chumash to Chametz because Chumash to Chametz, as to start the ball rolling with the Chumash to Chametz, we can't do that. That's too much. We don't have to be so machna. So the Rambam is searching through Shas for some other reason. He will not find them Sachem Daf Chavtes. He is searching from Brachas to Uktzim to try to find a source in Chazal, a reason in Chazal, why Chametz for Pesach should be Asa B'Mashu. And he came up with a very creative one. He discovered a Gemara in Maseches Nedarim. And that's exactly what the Rambam is in effect paraphrasing and quoting. The Rambam writes in the second Maamar Koimus, Chometz bePesach, Ava Pishu beIsurei Torah. He's apologizing. Eina bechalos elu. What were the chalos elu that the Rambam just told us in the eight halachas before him? So you should have all read the first eight halachas to know what the Rambam was referencing. I'll tell you quickly what he said. He basically told you a dinner bit of a shishu. That's pretty much what he said. He told you his version of Tam Kikur, by the way, about who remembers the Rambam Shia about Tam Kikur deraisa. Kazakh Tikhlas Pras, he told you when Tapkis deraisa, when it's the Rabbanan. He told you the ABCs, he told you Truman Balta Bamea, or Kalaiba Masam, he told you the ABCs of Yeridea. And then he says, and by the way, Halachatas, Manishana Lailazah, Chomus to Pesach, Aplishes, Ein Bechlos Evu. Because it's also B'Mashu, as it says in Rabbah. And now the Ram gets it upon Lafi. Lafi means he has the reason. This is the reason we've been looking for. This is the way out of the checkmate, Zakhti Ramah. Chometz is not going to be also forever. As soon as Pesach is over, Chometz is coming back to life. Unlike Chazak, Eredam, etc. And therefore it falls into what halakha category? What do we call that? What's the phrase Chazal use? Dover Sheyeshlo Matirin. Anything that's subsequently going to become mutar. And as the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim and in Maseches Beitza, the that all the rules of Bittul break down for Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. And it's Asas L'Aylam Void. It Asas B'Elef Alfi Alofim Afilu B'Elef L'Botol. That's the reason why Chometz is awesome. And L'Fikach Zavt the Rambam Oysev Akoshu B'Mimina Ben Shalabimina. And who is the Rambam claiming subscribes to this? Who is the Ameira who he's claiming subscribes to this? Rava. He says that's what Rava meant on Daf Lamed and Tzachim. Because if Rava said, there's no way in the world he met Rabbi Yehuda, there's no way in the world he made up Yesh B'Yayin Chubit Chometz, there's no way in the world he had the wrong gears like Rabbi Natan. What Rava must have been presupposing is that Chometz is part of the age-old principle, Ayin Beit Zadav Da'alad, Ayin Adar Daf Lamed. Gemara's Shas, several places in it. There are many curses in Shas, so you got Dovash Yesh Lamatir. And that is the engine that's driving Chometz B'Masa Nadash. If you learn this din of Dovash Yesh Lamatir from the level of Bottle, your initial reaction would be, huh, this doesn't make any sense whatsoever. Why doesn't it make any sense? If anything, if something is Yesh Lamatir, what does that tell you about the item? It's not so bad. If it was really bad, the Torah said, get out forever. Chaz is really, really bad. I mean, you're never going to taste chaz. It's just not going to happen. Chayav, now those things are bad. Pesach? Chometz and Pesach? Come on. Chometz, we all know Pesach. We all know there will be Pesach 42 and a half minutes at the Shkia, we're going to be in front of the pizza. So we all know we're having our bagels in. We know what's going on. It means Nebuch, what can you do? The Rasham threw us a curveball for 7 days a year. Chutzlar, so another day for good luck. You know, when Nebuch, it's a Rachmanis on us. We have to spend $40,000 a person for pay. What do we do? That's the way it is. Just it's hard to be Jewish. They got to spend a lot of money. What do you want from us? But we know the Chometz is going to come with the next week anyway. So in the greater scheme of things, our view towards the Yisr Chometz is that Chometz is probably not so bad. And therefore, if it's not so bad, we wouldn't at all be surprised if Chazal told us what?
We're going to be makel.
That would be very makel. So why are we machil? So imagine for a minute, if it's possible for you even to imagine for a second that you never read the Ran in the dark. For the guys who didn't read it, so it's very easy to imagine. Okay? If I would just ask you, Misvaras Atzlechem, why in a million years would you say such a thing? It's a gemara, basic gemara. Why would you ever dream of such a strange dish? It's so counterintuitive.
Like
a
psychological thing.
You mean we're afraid? It's an interesting idea. It's almost like a chumid chometz. It's a chumid chometz type of thing. It's an interesting idea. Interesting. Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi and Beitza fills us in. Anyone know?
If it's going to be mutter soon, why not just wait?
Yeah, wait it out. Like, what do you have to want Bittul for? Bittul is such a schwache thing. It's a yevet. It's a chamas. It's a chamias. It's a chamas. It's a chamas. Come on, eat it. Rashi coins for Asher Tuchlan of Yisra Tuchlan of Hether. If it's chazer and available straight, what do you do? What do you tell the guy? Nebuch. You drop the piece of chazer into a soup. So you can tell him, don't rely on Bittul. Don't rely on Bittul. It's tantamount to meaning throwing out the soup. So it's not fair. It's not right. So the thing is, both machines are finished. When it comes to chometz, when it comes to other drum shishim, there haggah, whatever other drum shishim material you think there are, baked shoulder, whatever you think drum shishim material include, wait it out a couple of days, a couple of hours, a couple of weeks, then it'll be mutl, and glat, mahadim rahad, and one eat it, b'shas al-chach, ayidin bittul. That's a rashi, that's the pashas, before the rod entered into the scene, that's probably how everybody learned pshat in drum shishim material. Why rely on bittul b'di'evit? Does that strike us properly? Does that sit with us properly, that Rashi's formulation? What's bothering about that Rashi? Why are you relying on Bittul? Removal? Why on Bittul? Ach, it's so not religious.
Sound like a
derivative. Yeah, it is derivative. No shit, ain't no Bittul, don't be derivative. You're right. It is.
Isn't there a
debate
that if someone doesn't use Bittul when he's able to, then it's like going against...
Yeah, it's not debate Chazal. It's Rambam who says it. Yeah, it's not in the Gemara itself. It almost gives away the impression that Bittul We're not really so comfortable with Bittul. It means from people don't rely on Bittul. Bittul's for the modern guys. That's not for me. I'm a Yeshiva Bacham. I'm going to try to stand that I don't rely on Bittul. I should rely on Bittul. That's my cousin. It's not so loose anyway. But for me. So that's what Rashi is almost like you're sounding. Like, why rely on Bittul? You can eat it, but it's going to be glad kosher soon. Why are you eating with the Shvach HaShkocha? Wait, the Mahadim HaShkocha later. That's what Rashi sounds a shtickle like. That's a very, very troublesome concept because we don't believe in Achareya Mahadis. You don't believe in Chazal. You don't believe in Teresh Mabeh. Doesn't the Teresh pick up? Isn't Bittul Yisurin have a truth in the Chumash? Isn't the whole notion of Bittul based on Rove? That the Beis Din, right? We'll speak about hopefully later on. There's a Din of Parshim Bittul Rove, there's a Din of Bittul Bashishim. These are Din of Yeraisa. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us these mitzvahs. The same Ribbono Shel Olam that told us he carried Chaz. He gave us a Din of Bittul Rove, Bittul Bashishim. So why are we so uncomfortable with relying upon it? We only take a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chumras, not the kulas. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu said it, it's okay. So it's a very, very difficult brash. The Badei Shulchan, you know, so the Badei Shulchan, the Shulchan was written by a five of Kohn. Go a lot of big place today. He has a classic svarm, so he thinks that Rashi means a little toned down to what he sounds like. Rashi doesn't really mean klapei Shemaya, that there's anything wrong with the wrong with Bittul. There's nothing wrong. If you ask for a Shabbatic not rely on Bittul, the answer is lichat chil, you're not rely on Bittul. If it happened, you're not allowed to set up Bittul. That's called imalat mislach chil. But if it happened, het gom. You don't have to feel guilty, you don't have to feel bad, you don't have to feel like Chogas says, but you're not relying on Bittul. There's nothing wrong with relying on Bittul. You can rely on Bittul every Yom Kippur also. Not on Yom Kippur itself, but every Yom Kippur, you can eat something based on Bittul. Bittul's good lichat chil. Chazal were trying to stop people a little bit from relying on Bittul when they don't have to. You know why? Because not everyone chaps that Bittul really works. And the mindset of Balabatim, what may happen is as follows. A guy's going to come to the rabbi and say, Rabbi, a little chaza fell into my path. So, Minas Hadin is no saying that we should probably tell the guy to throw out the food. If we're going to start to kvetch and measure, we take out our calculators and put on our chef's hat and start, you know, with our spoons and measuring, and we say, oh, Baruch Hashem, it's Batul B'Shishim. What's the snickering, cynical guy going to walk out saying? What's he going to say? You know what the rabbi really said? He really said that chaz is okay. He said that the whole thing is just a midas chasidus, something for the chasidim. Anyway, it doesn't apply to me. And next time, I don't have to go bother asking the rabbi, what's the difference? The rabbi said I can have chaz in the potato soup. He would probably say eating a ham sandwich is probably also okay, but would have pushed him, you know, slipped him enough money under the table, would have been mocked that also. So the cynical people are going to walk away thinking that if you're going to start with Mavatli Surin right and left, it's going to lead to a zilzul in kashrus. So now Chazal are in a very, very troubling situation because there is a din d'oraisa of Bittul. There's no question about it. Bittul works better. The Torah gave, the Mershom gave it to Pasha Bittul. On the other hand, we would really like to throw Bittul out the window. We really, it's too risky. Bittul is just not a good thing. We should have made a nisad d'rabbanan just not to rely on Bittul. It's going to lead the day Mershom down the line. What's the problem? What are the ramifications of making that gezeira with the Rabbanan? It's going to lead to a huge what? Imagine if Chazal would have been one fell swoop, knocked out the whole Parsha Bittul. So two things would have happened. First of all, we would have nothing to learn this year. What are we learning Chul for? We'd have to learn some other Masechta Lamaisa. Like Zvachan, we learn a different Masechta. There'd be nothing in Chul Lamaisa. Everything was all the Bittul was brought from the Rabbanan. What would have been a much more profound problem? Chazal didn't want to do that. You know why? What would that entail? If Chazal knocked out Bittul out of the box because it's just too risky, what would have happened? It would have been a what? It would have been a huge hefsed bomb for Klai Yisrael. Every time any chaza falls into anything, everything is treif. You can never say any deepest cholim. Everything is asr. Any shah that comes to the rabbi, asr, 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 asr. No such thing as Bittul B'Shishim anymore. No Bittul B'Rov. No Bittul B'Rov. No. We're going to do away with it. So we're really, really in a quandary. On the one hand, the Torah says Bittul works. On the other hand, the Rabbanan should have made a gezerah to ask all Bittul because it leads to their mirshol. But on the third hand, if we have one, is that when we don't want to make that gezerah, it's going to be too costly, too difficult. Ain't going to be gezerah with Tzibur. So it says about the Ashulchan, that was all, he's giving you the inside scoop at the meeting of the Lishkas HaGozis, sometime between the days of Moshe Rabbeinu and the Mishnah. In the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, Bittul was given to Klal Yisrael, Achram Ma'atos, the Pasha Bittul was given. By the time we get to Mishnayos and Gemaras, we find that Bittul doesn't always work. No, sometimes yeah, back and forth. Something changed in the course of the 1500 years. So some Beis Din, not 1500 years, got up and said the following. And this is the back, this is the stuff that you don't read about in the papers. This is behind the scenes, the Bali Yeshuchim's whole creative idea. But the Beis Din, the Chachom, the Chachri HaTorah, was sitting in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedushin HaTorah, sitting in the Mishkas HaGozos, trying to figure out what to do with this dilemma. We know there's a Parasha Bittul, and we don't want to nix it lagamer because it's too costly for Klai Yisrael. On the other hand, it's too risky for Klai Yisrael. What do? They came up with the following model. What's the model? We'll only rely on Bittul when what?
Yeah,
when we have to. When we have no choice. But if we can avoid it, if it's feasible, if it's possible to avoid it, what do you mean to avoid it? They're playing what game? The waiting game. If you can wait it out, actually the plan of hook, the plan of the hefter, if you can wait it out, it's better to wait it out. We'd rather not rely on it. So what did Rashi mean when he says Asher Tochlenu Be'issa Tochlenu Be'hefter, says the Baal Yeshulchan? What does Asher Tochlenu, don't eat it Be'issa? What does that mean? He doesn't mean halachli objectively Be'issa. It's not really Be'issa. If you're eating an Ayidei Bittul, it's mutter. What does it mean Asher Tochlenu Be'issa? Lefi who? It's like quotation marks. Asher Tochlenu what? Be'issa lefi what? Lefi havanas v'neyoda. Means the perception is this be'isr. Instead of eating it when it's a cheftish elisr, which is really botel, and then a Torah, the host of the Torah, it's tachamotar, but lemaisa, the oil of a kazok, it's also. People call this eating chazir. So instead of having people eating isr, tochlen beheter. Now, by chazir, there's no choice because it's never going to become mutter. So our hands are tied. We can't make the gzera. But by chometz, actually, the chlebi, so why let the person eat it on Pesach? Tell him to put it away after Pesach. Wait 3 more days, he'll be muta. So that's the pashtus advarim in why Chazal made this gezeirah of Dov Sheish Lamatirin, because that's the chlebi, so the chlebi. That's Rashi, and again, the Bar Yeshuchan elaborated and spiced it up a little bit to solve the problem of what do you mean actually the chlebi is, so it's not really true. But that's the Pasha says, well, Rashi with the spice stuff, the Yashokhi, you like it, you don't like it. But Rashi says that's the reason. So Chavir, that's what the Rambam is saying here also. The Rambam is saying the reason why Chometz is asked to be Mashu, it's nothing to do with Chometz. Nothing will do with Chometz. It's by the regular Din, the Rabbanon of Davish Esh Matirin, Afil Biyal Flobotu. And therefore the Rambam says, because it's based on Davish Esh Matirin, Afil Biyal Flobotu, Lefikach, what did the Rambam say at the end of Halacha Tes? Therefore, the chumah was said, "Bein b'mino, bein shlo b'mino." Does that make sense? Absolutely. Why does it make sense? What was the whole reason? What was the whole concern? Is that we don't want to rely on bittul. So, if that's the reason, does it make any sense to differentiate between the two, mino versus eino mino? No, it's all the same concern. So, therefore, the Rambam says the Rambam is good to go. The Rambam is signed off in the Gemara. Rava makes sense. Shalom Yisrael. Perfect. Until we get to Halachiyah Beis. Comes around in Halachiyah Beis, only 3 halachas later, so he didn't forget when he wrote 3 halachas earlier. Ram never forget what he wrote, ever. But he didn't forget it's on the same page, he wrote the same night. So the Ram in Halachiyah Beis writes, Yerali. Now, what do we always know when the Ram says Yerali? What's that, a dead giveaway to what?
Finish.
That he's about to tell you something that doesn't appear in Chazal. If it appears anywhere in Chazal, in Gemara, in Bavli, Rishami, Sifros, Sifrei, anywhere, the Rambam knew exactly where it is, the Rambam would say, we'll quote it verbatim. The Rambam, says, Yerui Li, is telling you that he does not have a mocha for it. It appears to him. That's a pretty good mocha. The Rambam's Hashara is the following. So Yerui Li, Shafilu Dov Sheish Lamatirin, in this Arab Sheino Mino, if it's a min b'she'enu mino, v'lo nasan tam. If it gives off tam, then it's no worse, than, no better than the other Torah. So it's bata b'shishim, so, but it's dav b'she'esh l'matirin. So the Rambam says, mutter. The Rambam says it's okay. What did the Rambam just say in one fell swoop? Yerali, it's a chiddush golof in Rambam. A personal chiddush, that what? That the chumra of dav b'she'esh l'matirin was only said by min b'mino. Now we have no idea why that should be so, because after all, the svara dictates compelling logic is the other direction, but as I state in Rambam, you're rolling. The Rambam's compelling logic was that the Chumra was only said by Min Bemino, not by Min Sheino Mino. As I state in Rambam. So the Ravid has an uncharacteristic comment about this Rambam. Everyone knows the Ravid said, just, I didn't put the Ravid in the Rambam comes. The Ravid usually, when he attacks the Rambam, says that the Rambam is wrong, and he says you're wrong for reason X, Y, and Z. Here the Ravid says the Rambam is wrong for what? That he's attributing it to Yerali. It's a Beferish Mishnah. So the Ravid is arguing with the Rambam. He's not arguing what the Rambam said. He's arguing with the Rambam's attributing it to his own Svar. He's saying, no, the Rambam, you're better than you think you are. You think that you're a Chiddush, you're kvetching to try to come up with a reason why you're Ali. I'll do you a favor, says the Ravid. You're wrong. You're better than you thought you were. It's a Beferish Mishnah. And for some reason, the Rambam didn't think the Mishnah was compelling. The Rambam also knew the Mishnah. So it's an uncharacteristic of Kasha the Ravid. It reminds me a little bit, there's a famous Ravid, Nuch HaShemitah of Yovel, where the Ravid pulls off the same kind of a question against the Rambam. To the best of my knowledge, it's the only place in Mishnah Torah at the end of Nuch HaShemitah of Yovel where the Rambam talks about calculating the years of Shemitah, and he makes reference to a machlokes as two different ways of making the count. He writes that he thinks you should count such and such a way, which would lead us to believe that Shemitah year is X. But he writes that the minhag in Eretz Yisrael today, he references, and they have a Kabbalah ish bi ish for the Goyim back in the days of Chazal, that you calculate a little bit different. So the Rambam says, I honestly think that year pointing is the Shemitah year, but don't follow what I'm saying. The Rambam Shem Beferish, don't follow what I think, because the Goyim had a tradition, and their tradition, their minhag is kiveya what the din is, and that's it. Follow what's v'shteit in the Goyim. Don't follow what I think theoretically. So even when the Rambam, the Maisa Paskin liked to go on him, but even though he honestly thought that, at least theoretically thought that his child should be right. Do you know what the Ravid says in that Rambam? You won't believe this one. The Ravid has our sovereign that Rambam. You know what he says? There's no, the Rambam's right. The only time that the Rambam himself says, don't follow what I say, follow what somebody else says, the Ravid says, no, you're wrong, follow what you said. You can never get it right. So those these two rivals, the Lishitasa, that as an attack on the Heilige Rambam. So I'll call upon him, the Rambam at Kazakh, that Tavishesh Matirin is Afilu, the LF is only true of Mimino. Why they should be, we don't have a clue why. Knew who's expecting the next Kasha. What's going to be the bomb Kasha of Alachatas Alachi Beis? What's the steer? The Rambam in Alachatas said that Chamas of Pesach is what? Is what? Is that those shesh batirin? That's what's in a bottle, and therefore it's in a bottle. Why? Even bein b'shalom mina, which is not exactly what we thought the din should be. And then the Ram turns around and looks at and says, oh, by the way, this klal, you're only that those shesh batirin is on mina, not b'mishayin mina. So this is a bond kasha. This is like a blatant stira galuya. We're expecting all the acharim to ask this kasha, right? Everyone to ask this kasha. The acharim don't have to bother asking the kasha. Who asks the kasha? The Rambam asks the kasha on himself. This is also uncharacteristic of the Rambam's writing. The Rambam Halacha Tes wrote what he said. When he gets to the Abayis, he writes something entirely different. And then it's as if he's like testing to make sure we're not sleeping. V'yal titmo, says the Rambam. Don't ask the following question. The Rambam's anticipating, if you're actually reading the Rambam carefully, you realize it's stira galuya. V'yal titmo chometz v'pesach. And don't drain me a cup of the kasha. Rambam, you just told me three halachas earlier that chometz was also even. Shalom know. Because Dov Shesh Matir, and now you're telling me that the Chumr of Dov Shesh Matir is only Bimino. The Altit was like the Ram al-Chometz, the Pesach. Sha'atayra Amra Komach Metzes Lo Socheilu. The Thika Rechmir Bo Kemo Shebe'arno. What did the Ram just say? The Ram is trying to explain this new category. He just created an unbelievable Chumr. He's not the first one to create it, but he's the first one to create it for the reason that he said it. Chometz, mashehu, min, b'she'enai, mina. We have multiple reasons for this. Reason for this iser? Actually, only one. There's only one reason in the Gemara for this iser. What is that? There's only one person who actually formulated a reason why chometz should be also b'she'enai, mina, the mashehu. What was the reason? Rav's Gezer Atu Mino. That's the last thing the Rav's going to subscribe to. There's another possible formulation, which was formulated by Tosfos. Why should Chometz be B'mashal B'mishen Amino? That's Chometz de Chometz. That's also not going to be mentioned by the Rav. The Rav didn't buy into Chometz de Chometz starting things off. So the Rambam, in the Rambam's worldview, the Rambam's view of things, that Chometz B'mashal is basically a function of Davar Shiesh Lo Matir. How in the world can that result in a feeling of bimishen? I mean, if the Rambam himself holds, not that way. So the Rambam solves the problem By quoting what? The strangest Lachon. What does the Rambam quote? This is the last thing you would have expected the Rambam to quote. What is it? He quotes a pasuk in Chumash. Oh, now I understand everything. Because the Torah says, "Kama chmetz losachil." Now everything makes sense. Who here read this Rambam? After you read the Rambam, did everything make sense to you? Who here appreciated the kasha, the altitma? Who was asked this kasha before they read the Rambam? Before you read the end of Lachim Beis, didn't you realize that was the next kasha? So the Rambam helped you ask that kasha, the altitma. The Rambam formulated the question for you, and then he gave you an answer. He quotes the pasuk Chumash. Why is that answer so profoundly difficult? The Rambam is going to solve a dilemma as to why chametz is now different from all the other Darshan Shul theories, that it goes even shorter, you know? And the Rambam's part of the course. What is so problematic about that?
Why don't you just start?
What is about that?
Another psuk, can I say, little
clue? You know, what do those words mean? First of all, if we're discussing the sugya through the eyes of Darshan Shul theory, are we in a deraisa mode or derabanan mode? What hat are we wearing now? Deraisa or derabanan? The whole Darshan Shul theory is not a chumash derabanan. So the whole thing is on the Chumash bin Rabbanan. What right did the Rambam have to quote a pasuk? What is the pasuk meaning? Amun Yisugi the Rabbanan, you could be a pasuk in Chumash. That is irrelevant to the discussion, and quite frankly, I don't know what the pasuk means. What does the pasuk tell me about anything? So the Rambam is purely plowing with Chilav Yatsayf. The only thing that we understand about the Rambam is the Kasha. We don't have any clue what the answer is. The Kasha is so blatant. It's such a Gavali Kasha. Al Titmas, Taka Titma Vititma. It's a gewaltige theme on the Rambam, and the solution doesn't seem to fit. So we have a lot of things swirling around. We have not even begun to begin to scratch the beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the surface of the Sugya of Yisrael. All we've shown so far is that Rav Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan had what to say about this topic. Rava clearly had what to say about this topic. We have Rabbi Natan, we said Rava didn't say anything about the topic. He just fell back on Rabbi Yochanan and called it a day. We have most of the Rishonim said Rava did say something dramatic about the topic. Rashi had his version of drama. Tosfos had their version of drama. And the Rambam is his version of the drama. The problem is, the Rambam's version of the drama has introduced us the concept of Davashesh Matirin. And the Rambam has felt compelled to tell us Chilukim within Davashesh Matirin that we don't understand. Like, Behecha Teisa, why Bebida, why not Shalom? You know, we don't understand the Bechlau. And in Tzalem, somehow we accept the Rambam's Yira Ali or the Raivid Mishnah, whatever it is, whatever the source of that Chiluk is. Then you have to turn the tables back on Chometz. So, Abazoi, why doesn't Chometz subscribe to those reasons? And the best that Rambam could come up with is the possibility of Chometz, which the Gaon doesn't make any sense because we're not even talking about derisus. So, it should be clear as day that we have not an iota, not a mash, or any clarity at the beginning of this Sugya. We have a lot of work to do, Abazoi. I'll have to wait next week to try to do this. Okay. Just on Sunday, we might have a little bit of a.